Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. Today's episode is going to be Road to a Million Episode 4. I'm going to break down what we got going on for the beginning of the month of May in terms of business revenue, where I see myself going for the rest of this month and into June and July. Enjoy. Oh yeah, by the way, if you guys haven't already subscribed to the podcast, do it now. I mean, come on, just do it. Give me a like, share with your friends. Let's go. Enjoy. Okay, so Road to a Million, episode 3 or 4. It's May 9th, Saturday night or Sunday morning, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. So where are we at in the business? Where are we headed? What's going on? What's in my mind? What's the struggles? What's working? What's not? Okay, so May, our target revenue goal for May is $40,000. Right now, about a third of the way into the month, and I'm hitting about 5 or 6 thousand revenue. I did 2,000 alone today in sales, and I expect that to continue for the next few days because Amazon has received a lot of our inventory, and we got a lot of stuff that's got really good sales rank, just kind of moving through. A lot of really good products. We probably got $5,000 or $6,000 worth of inventory. That in cost, I mean, revenue is probably more than that. So I'm very happy with that. 90% of my energy has been focused on retail arbitrage. It's really been just a hustle. It's been a hustle, hustle, hustle. Scanning, shipping, boxing, taping, packing, sending. You know, it's really a lot of driving, a lot of going. Now, with that being said, it's a very important part of the business because it's the main way that I'm building capital. But for June, I definitely want to shift my focus to building out another private label product or two, and reinvesting the profits that I make this month, because we're gonna cash out real good this month. But we'll be very, very, I'm very, very pleased. We got the business checking going, so I got that, which I haven't really been using because of the debit of the credit cards. Like, I get cash back on my credit card, so if I use a debit card, I mean, in terms of tax purposes, right, it might work better because I can, you know, track business and personal expenses. But if I can get cash back with a credit card, I mean, I'm going to use a credit card. So, but yeah, the signs, my first private label product, the signs are selling good. So one of the big struggles or challenges, something that I've been procrastinating on, is the water straws. I ordered like 480 of these water straws from China, and they're a great product. I got my logo on it. They look great. Now, however, the market's very competitive, and I kind of just threw a listing together, and I haven't got any sales on them. And Amazon just received the inventory that I sent. I sent about 50 straws, but I need to figure out a way to remarket that. Who's going to be my target market? Am I going to target, you know, hikers? Am I going to target survival preppers? You know, I got to figure out how I want to niche that in and then run some PPC ad campaigns to it. Because we need to start selling those. I probably dropped like $2,500 on those straws, and we haven't sold a single one. So the signs, though, I'm very pleased. I mean, launched that 3 weeks ago, and I think we're pushing well into 30 or 40 sign sales. Which is great. You know, I mean, 10 to 15 hours profit on each one, that's $400. On my first private label product, I'm very, very pleased with that. Shout out to my dad. You know, he helped me with that. You know, so much help with that. Brock Johnson, his course helped me with that. Luke helped me build my own course and has helped me along the way. And so shout out to them. So much thanks to you guys. That tribe, I can't even begin to describe. Luke and my dad have been so fucking supportive of this short journey. I would not have been able to do do at least to the extent that I'm cranking right now without them. No, especially since my dad's been retired, and he's just, you know, if I need something, he's on it, you know, and so. really thankful for them. And that's what you need, you know. I've cut everyone out of my life, or at least dramatically minimized time with people that are not directly supporting my mission. And I'm posting more content. I'm more confident. I'm just on purpose, intentional, and passionate, and it's coming through like no before, nothing else. And I'm just so grateful for that. You know, the only focus is to stay focused. It's the only thing. Just stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Because it's so easy to get distracted. There's so many things to get distracted upon. So it's really just, I'm just focusing on staying focused and building the revenue, building the capital. Because once we have the strategies and the skill sets to go out and make 30K net, 30 to 100K net in a month on retail arbitrage, I mean, it's only a matter of time before I build out that product line for private label, and I'm bringing in, you know, that's the retail arbitrage will get me to $1 million. I could do $1 million of revenue with retail arbitrage. I'm not going to push past six, seven. If I really wanted to get into seven figures, I need to do private label. I mean, that's hands down. There's no question about it. It's going to be very difficult to do retail arbitrage and get well into seven figures. And when I say that, I mean, I can probably hit seven figures. I can probably hit $1 million in revenue, but not net. I'm not going to net $1 million. I'm not going to net 10 million in gross sales. I think it would be very difficult. I mean, I'd have to have four or five teams running, vans, arbitraging the whole fucking state. And I don't see myself doing that. I see that arbitrage, this is the vision that I see. Over the past 4 or 5 months, I've developed a very focused skill set within Amazon that's getting better every single day. I'm understanding sales rank. I'm understanding how to make a listing, how to drive sales, how to drive traffic, how the consumer mindset works, marketing, everything. It's been extremely, extremely powerful. And I see myself taking that skill set and automating an arbitrage business with other employees. So maybe that I can bring on a couple people and say, okay, this is what I'm doing that works. I want to bring you on. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to teach you how this works. So in a year or two, you could go start your own arbitrage business if you want to. Now, once that's cranking, I can keep that going. And either really start to build the brand of Dreams products or start another entire new company with different product lines as I seem fit. Now, in terms of retail arbitrage, there's a minimal amount of creativity, room for creativity. I mean, you can get creative with your listings, creative with the way that you are doing arbitrage, but private label, there's much more room for creativity. And That's what I need. That's what I'm drawn to. But creativity is something that comes from the heart. It comes, you know, and in business is more logical and intellectual. So that there needs to be a merging of the two. You know, you can't forget either one of them behind. So what I'm doing is once I have the capital, and I can rest into that creativity and really start to experiment with private label, I'm going to be excited to do that. So that's where I see myself going into June and July, because after this month, I will be in a very comfortable position, I think, to slow down the amount of arbitrage, or at least possibly hire someone to go fill in and source product while I'm, you know, spending energy in other areas, because I can't be out arbitraging for 8 hours if I'm trying to use creative energy to build product lines and stuff and do branding and social media and ad campaigns and marketing. It's like, it's just too much, you know, if it's just too much. And I still have a lot of learning to do in terms of how to do all that stuff. I mean, I'm not a no pro by any means, you know. So, but yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan, you know, and I see myself going in two different directions from here. I think I want to do the private label stuff. I love creating, like the fact that I can pick up my own sign and hand it to people and say, I made this. It fucking feels amazing. I love it. I really do. Okay, so that's one way I see myself creating more stuff, you know, that's I feel is impactful and inspirational is my purpose. My purpose is to be fully committed to love and growth within myself first and sharing it with others. So part of growth, I think, is inspiration, is connecting to the part of you that understands that you have more potential, that you could go and do more. So yes, that's where I see myself going. One way is I want to create more physical products. And then the second way I see myself going is into teaching, is into the content like this, right? With YouTube, and courses, possibly digital content, digital courses, online learning. There's going to be a huge growth in online learning. So I think I can see myself fitting in there as well. And I think those will be the triad. It'll be the retail arbitrage course, which financially takes care of everything and allows me to live the lifestyle I want. And then the courses to share everything that I've learned and get and monetize it. And then to be a creator and go from and to take the arbitrage is a financial security, right? It's the money that keeps me alive and live a great lifestyle. Then the courses, the content, that's all like my soul work. You know, like this is talking about this, sharing the journey. This is like my soul work. It's like my purpose. It allows me to feel fulfilled. If I were to have to sit in here and box up all by myself and not have the opportunity to share this with other people, probably wouldn't be nearly as fulfilling. I really am fulfilled with sharing the mission, sharing the journey, and teaching others, helping others. So that's like my soul work, my purpose. And then, you know, there's like the passion and creativity down here and private label products like the Serenity Prayer Sign, this creation, so, you know, this creative endeavors. So I think there's just like this triad, right? Security of arbitrage, retail arbitrage, the soul work of the courses and content, and then the creativity and passion of developing a private label product line. I think that's a triad that I see myself moving into. And I think I will be able to monetize the courses. I don't know if they'll monetize as well as the private label product line. I think that I'll definitely be six-figure earner, you know, $200,000-$300,000 a year maybe with arbitrage business in terms of netting. Easy. I mean, probably more than that. But I think that the private label is going to take me from 6 to 7 to 8 figures if I want it, which I do want to go that big. And then, like I said, I think that I'll be able to monetize the courses and stuff, but I don't think I'll want to do it as well because I think I'll want to give it out relatively lower end pricing so that, you know, people can with less amount of money. I don't want to have to charge $5,000 for a course. Are you kidding me? God, that just sounds like a. Maybe I change my mind though. Who knows? But right now, I mean, that just sounds like crazy money. I mean, I don't want to charge more than a couple hundred bucks. Fuck. Unless I start like a school though, you know, like a tuition. Imagine if I started a school, an entrepreneurship school where you went for like 2 years, you know, and I had teachers and everything. That'd be cool. But yeah, this is The Road to a Million, episode 3. If you guys enjoyed the content, I'm a little tired tonight, sorry. But yeah, this is episode 3, I think. I've been trying to do this every week to kind of document the journey, my thoughts, my experiences. Oh yeah, we'll give you a little bit of a breakdown of what we're selling right now. We got some speakers, a lot of fitness equipment, spring stuff, like seating and planting stuff. Yeah. Health is good. My health is good. I'll talk a little bit about that. My health is good. I've been working out. Went for a run the other day for the first time. I've been doing 2 walks a day, a walk in the morning and a walk at night. But yeah, overall energy level is feeling pretty good. Yeah, very happy to be alive. Very happy to share this with you guys. And yeah, if you enjoyed, subscribe to the channel. And until next time.